This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3514, Baruch Hashem. The 26th day of year, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. The Rebbe addresses it to Rabbi Chosid. This is, and with the title, Moreinu Peretz Yichya Mochkin. We had several letters to him. He was in Montreal at the time. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. Peace and blessing. I'm responding to your letter dated the 24th of Iyar, in which you write about the set time for learning the revealed part of Torah and Chassidus. And the Rebbe, he mentions in his letter that after Shavuos, many of the Chassidim are going to the country, in the Ois Desha, to the vacation spots. They're going to the where there is beautiful grass, you know, so the Rebbe says, for sure, in a timely way, you should start talking about and to encourage people to set up times for learning in the country, in the Neues Desha, and on the contrary, with addition, because the Rebbe says there is one opposite the other Hashem made, quoting the verse. God made it a balance. There is a balance between the forces within the person. So when the body is preoccupied in strengthening its health through physical matters, literally by additional eating, drinking, taking walks, so that's helping physically. And you don't always see that what the person vacationing, that he's doing it to serve Hashem openly. You know, it looks like, you know, you're giving in and trying to get your body healthier, you're trying to enjoy, but that immediately requires, in the Le'umazeh, requires an addition also in the health of the soul. So the Rebbe says, as you're going to the country, you're going for vacation, you should make sure this class is there. It's even more necessary. And the Rebbe says, and you need to, not just additional, but you didn't do even more than what you're doing for your bodily health. You have to do on your spiritual health. Because the environment in the country sort of drags you more to simple matters than in the city. In other words, when you're on vacation, you're in the country, you want to go for walks, you want to see, you go for hikes, you do different things. So that's sort of pulling you to the physicality. So you need more spirituality to counter, to balance it off. The Rebbe says, but minimally, you need to add spiritually just as you add physically. The more you spend time on your physical need, you should equally, at least minimally, spend that same time for your spiritual need. And the Rebbe says this is brought down the reason, one of the reasons why we learn Pirkei Avos, the chapters of our father, Pirkei Avos, as soon as we enter the summer month. One of the reasons is because the naturally, the trees, you know, once nature gets stronger, the trees start to blossom, etc. Therefore, you're learning ethics of our fathers, Pirkei Avos, to counterbalance so that you don't indulge too much in this materialism, the physicality. You keep a healthy balance also in your spirituality. That's why we learn the Pirkei Avos. Now, the Rebbe says, this does not contradict at all what the Baal Shem Tov says, that you should help along, Oziv Taziv Imo, you should help your body. I mean, that we're not against taking these walks and strengthening your body and relaxing and having a better health. That's not at all. The contrary. That the Baal Shem Tov says you should help along, not fasting and not torturing or causing pain, but the Rebbe says you need to, the desire should be not to take your physical desires and don't break them. Don't kill your desires. Don't hurt them, but take your desires and transform it and dress it up into Kedusha. You want, you know, you enjoy a good walk, enjoy a good study, a good class, a good idea. Until the Rebbe says, we all have to deal with our natural physical temptations and inclination. Until the promise that we hope that the body is not only not going to interfere with the spirituality, but when Mashiach will come in the future, is not only going to help, but it says Nekeva to Seviv Geber. The verse says the feminine will actually surround, circle the masculine, the man, which means right now the soul is like the masculine and the body is like the feminine, because the body lives from the soul. The soul provides life and the body lives from the soul. So that's considered like the body is the feminine recipient and the soul is the masculine, the giver. But it says in the future, it'll swap around. The soul will live from the body. The body is going to be the one that is going to provide for the needs of the soul, not the reverse way it's now. That's going to be in the future. But up till that time, you know, we have to deal with our bodies, and we have to make sure that the body is healthy, not through torture, not through that, but transferring the desires to positive, to Kedusha. The Rebbe blesses him as using the language of my father-in-law, healthy and happy summer, both physical and spiritually together. The Rebbe basically tells him, he writes to the Rebbe that people are going to the vacation spots. The Rebbe says, remind them that they should keep the shiurim and increase the shiurim, because you have to counterbalance. The more you're taking care of the physical, you have to counterbalance it by increasing the spiritual. The Rebbe says, not that anybody has anything against the physical. We should take care of our physical. Don't hurt the physical. What we should do is transfer it into the positive. But until Mashiach comes, the body is there. The body has its needs and it has, you know, you have to take care of it. That's good. That's healthy. That's fine. We're doing for the health. However, the Rebbe says, counter it with increased learning, etc. As the Rebbe says, the Rebbe ends with a blessing.